All right, welcome to the latest episode of A Gal and a Gay, our recap of the latest Walking Dead episode, season 4, episode 14, called The Grove.
Hey everyone, I'm Kitty.
And I'm Mick. I don't know. Obviously, I hope that you watched this episode.
If you have not watched this episode...
Yeah, just stop now. Don't listen to the rest of this.
Because there are major, major spoilers, and... If you can tell by our voices, we're all a little in shock right now. Still trying to process what happened here. Mm. So,
I wasn't prepared for it.
I was not prepared for it either. So, just stick around. We're going to talk about this episode.
Here we go. I don't even know where to start.
I don't either. Like, I don't know how to start.
Right. How do you even process this?
Yeah.
Now, okay, so before going into... As we went into this episode, we had read articles saying that this was apparently basically bigger than the season finale.
That this was a must-watch episode. Robert Kirkman did an interview saying, you know, if there's one episode you're going to watch this season, it needs to be this one. And he was... Right. I mean, I didn't know what to expect. Mm-mm. I was not expecting this. I mean, I knew it was going to be something along those lines.
We knew it was going to be big. And, I will say, I feel bad saying this, but I said it to you before. I was like, well, if it's going to be as big as they're making it out to be, I have a feeling that one of the little girls
is going to die. Yeah, it's going to die.
This episode.
Yeah.
Carol's not going to die. Tyrese isn't going to die. No. It has to be one little girl's. If they're going to make it out to be this big, because as we were watching the preview last week, we knew that it was all them.
Yeah.
It was the four of them. No one else is going to be in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's going to be huge in like a season finale, somebody's going to die.
Yeah.
This is the way it works.
It has to be. Yeah. Yeah.
That's and throughout happens. Watching the first half of this episode, I couldn't figure out who it was going to be. I couldn't figure out which one of the little girls it was going to be.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure out how. And I couldn't figure out who was actually the psychopath.
Yes, I know.
Because we figured Lizzie was.
Well, yes. And clearly, throughout the episode, you realize Lizzie is psychotic.
Right.
Like, off the rails crazy.
But Mika was pretty
crazy,
too.
But Mika is crazy in a different way, and that she doesn't want to kill anybody, you know? That she feels bad for doing it, you know? But Lizzie...
And their sisters,
exactly.
And they lost both their parents.
Yeah.
Obviously,
they're little girls.
Age,
yeah, you know?
They're living in a zombie apocalypse.
Yes. Absolutely. I understand. I understand Mika. Lizzie, I don't think I ever understood... Mm. Her rationale of everything.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's start from the very beginning.
Yeah, let's start at the beginning.
of the episode. It starts out with Carol and...
Well, no, it started with that opening scene.
Well, that opening scene that kind of confused us.
Yeah, because we were like, what is this? You know, you see the tea kettle, you hear the music playing, and you just see somebody obviously running around in the yard with a walker. Mm-hmm. And you don't know who it is. And then it just cuts to the opening credits. And I thought, actually, I liked, going back and thinking about it, I really liked the open. I thought it was really neat. Because then they eventually get to that scene, and they're just setting it up and everything. And it was very, I thought it was very good. Because, you know, once you find out what that scene is...
And who is actually running around.
Yes, and I was like, holy shit, come on now. You know, so, yeah. I liked it in retrospect. I did, so...
Mm. Okay, but then after the open, it comes out, it's a night scene with Carol and Lizzie. And they're kind of, you know, basically... You know, talking about Carol's trying to get Lizzie to just go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Lizzie is like, no, I want to, you know, be here. I want to help you if you need it. And then they got into Sophia.
Yes.
And right then,
yes.
I was like, well, a little girl is going to die.
Somebody's going to die. Absolutely.
It's sad.
Yeah.
But they talked about Sophia
mm-hmm.
and how she said that Sophia didn't have a mean bone in her body. And that Carol misses her every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lizzie said,
oh my God.
Would you miss me?
Yeah. Hmm.
And again, at that point, I'm like, okay, well, it's Lizzie.
Yeah, it's got to be Lizzie.
It's got to be Lizzie.
Yeah.
Because that's a perfect setup.
Yeah.
Then Lizzie goes to sleep.
What? But I forget what she said. She said something to Carol about Sophia, and I can't remember what it was. And it was a little bit like, "Ooh, you little bitch," and I can't remember what it was. But she said something about Sophia. Do you remember?
I don't. But no. I think it's something about Sophia not.
Yeah.
Being strong.
Yeah, exactly. Something yeah, like something that. Like that. It was a little like, ooh, a little, it's a little jab, mm-hmm. you know. But yeah, then they go to sleep.
And then it comes up with Mika. Mm-hmm. And then they brought up that how Mika doesn't have a mean bone in her body.
Yes.
So then I'm like, well, it's going to be Mika. Because we're, you know, they're comparing that, her, to Sophia, who died in season two, which... That mid-season finale. Oh.
I know. Did you catch the comment when they're walking down the tracks? Mika says something to Lizzie about, well, you just like, you don't mind even killing rabbits or something.
You're
like
just
that.
Like Huck.
Yeah, you're just like Huck. Because they're talking about
Tom and Huck.
Yes.
And about grossed out by dead rabbits.
Yes.
And then, of course, later we find out.
Yeah. Because Mika's like, oh, you don't even grossed out by killing rabbits. And Lizzie gave her this look like, shut up, don't say that. You know, right. So I don't think the adults realized it. But yeah, that was a good little setup, I thought. So mm-hmm. that was interesting.
That's one thing I really liked about this episode, that in every scene, even if it was a very small scene, nothing really happened. They had these little nuggets that mm-hmm. they were dropping, like, pay attention.
Yeah.
This is not an episode where you can just,
yes.
you know, be on Twitter or something like that. You need to pay attention
and
to what's
I really
going on.
Like how they're like tying all the episodes together, because they're really showing you just how close everybody is to each other, because mm. you know, they come across this fire and, oh, you right. know the fire
they smell the fire
they smell the fire and they eventually see the smoke, and you realize, oh, that's the house that Beth and Daryl set on fire. Mm-hmm. So I just really like that they're kind of tying all these stories together. It's really neat. Yeah. Right.
And how close they were
exactly
to some of the other survivors who they think
yeah
dead.
Exactly, that they're all kind mm-hmm. of in the same proximity. They're not all far from each other, but they're all separated. So it's I think that's really cool. It's really great storytelling, I think. So
mm-hmm.
Yes,
so they move on from the fire, and then again, this episode just made it was just back and forth. Mm-hmm. You had Lizzie who said, well, sometimes you don't have to kill.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what? Wait a second.
Sometimes you don't have to kill them.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you have to kill them, Lizzie.
That's when
she stops Tyrese from bashing in that one walker's head with the
hammer. Fell on the railroad tracks.
Yeah, who fell on the railroad tracks. That's right. So, and she's ooh. Like, no, sometimes you don't have to kill them. It, you know, and he, of course he leaves the walker alone.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, later on, Mike, I guess it's when Mike is talking to Carol. She's
Mika.
Like, Mika, sorry. Mika, she says, you know, I'm not like my sister. I'm not messed up. But it's like, yeah, because Mika,
well,
you know.
Messed up, Mika.
Yeah, Mika says, you know, I understand that they need to die. I just don't want to kill people. I don't want to kill people. But Lizzie, on the other hand, doesn't want to kill Walker. She thinks they are still people at some level. So. It's crazy.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lizzie still thinks her people that mm-hmm. they're going to...
Yeah, that they just want a friend, they just need somebody to take care of them and that sort of thing. And it's, you know, and Mika's like, no, they want to kill you. So mm-hmm. it's crazy. Lizzie. I mean, good job to that little girl who played Lizzie, too. She played psychopath very well.
Mm-hmm.
Very well. So...
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and then you had the scene with Mika. She couldn't kill the deer.
Yeah, exactly.
But she could kill the walker after mm-hmm. it was... So it's just like trying to process this. Mm-hmm. It was like keeping score
mm-hmm.
of, okay, now which one is okay with killing something living? Which one is okay with killing something that's dead?
Mm-hmm.
Which one, you know, like... Oh, my head is still spinning. I guess that's... trying to dissect exactly...
Yeah.
How we got to the point it eventually... leads up to is just I just can't get over it.
I can't. But eventually they find this nice little quaint house, you know,
which is near where the fire
yeah it's near was. The fire exactly. So they find this house, and there's, you know, it's got food, it's got, you know, a fireplace, they have well water. I mean, it's honestly like a perfect place to set up. So
mm-hmm. Right, and there was only one walker inside.
There's only one walker, and of course, they leave the kids outside alone. Like, hey,
the
kids.
The first of many instances.
You stay out here, you'll be fine. We're going to go inside and find the walkers, and the one walker in the house comes outside, and Lizzie is, like, holding Judith, which is a bad idea. But, of course, they didn't realize, they didn't know at this point that Lizzie is, you know, psychotic. So, I guess they didn't,
I think Carol had some idea.
I think so, but I don't think she ever
thought where
she was going to hurt Judith. I don't, because they never saw that part where she, you know, a few episodes where she tried to suffocate her. So, I don't think they had an inkling of, oh, maybe Lizzie will kill the baby. We don't know that. But, anyway, so, like, Lizzie's just screaming, holding the baby, and the walker gets closer, and then Mika shoots and kills the walker, like she had to, so, you know. But it's like, why do you keep leaving the children alone? This happens every time.
Right.
Every time.
Single.
You leave them alone.
Time.
They come across
walkers. Either. And
I don't either. Like, it's just, it's a little ridiculous.
Yeah. It really, really is.
Yes.
Well, and then, you know, you had, and, you know, there were little key scenes and conversations. And I'm glad I wrote some of these down. Because
yeah,
at the
me
end,
too.
You realize that, yep, that was important.
Yeah.
Like, when Mika was saying that mom said everything works out, you know, and she's smiling and she's happy and let's go to this house. And it's like, okay, everything works out. Well,
everything
something is not going to work out.
Yeah, exactly.
In this episode.
And, I mean, and it, it honestly, it does work out. I mean, because she said everything works out the way it's supposed to, or something to that effect. You know, and honestly, it kind of does, because this is kind of the route that had to be done. You know what I mean? Like, this is what they had to be done for them to move on. So yes, it does work out in good or bad ways.
Right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And so we get to the point where they're in the house. We've had a couple scenes. Mika has found a doll. And then it cuts to the next day where it goes back to that very first scene that we saw in the episode with somebody outside, two people outside, we think.
Yeah.
Running around outside. Carol looks out the window and it's Lizzie and a walker.
Uh-huh.
And then you go out there and obviously Carol is going to do what she has to do and kills a walker. And then Lizzie says, she was my friend.
Yeah.
And you killed her.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like.
And then Lizzie has a whole meltdown, like psychotic break, just screaming about, you didn't have to kill her. You didn't have to do that. And oh man, that was the moment where you go, what the fuck, Lizzie? Like, holy crap. She is nuts. Much more nuts than we all knew a little bit, but yeah, it was.
Well, and at least Tyrese saw that part.
Yeah, that's true.
And then, you know, obviously Carol kills the walker, and then, it's so disturbing.
It did very disturbing. Very disturbing. I mean, because I don't think I guess everyone's kind of lost their minds at this point, but nobody, not in this way, you know, like we haven't seen something like that before. This sort of emotional, crazy break, I don't think.
Well, Rick,
yeah, that's true.
His meltdown. But, yeah. And then the thing is, you have to think is, well, Lizzie is probably not the only person or child in this world.
Yes.
Who is kind of snapped.
Yes.
And, you know, losing both of her parents, Carol is sort of a mother to her, who killed her friend in her head. Lizzie, there's no going back for Lizzie.
No.
Not in this world.
No, absolutely not. I think that we are beyond any help with her. I don't think there's any amount of reasoning or teaching her, you know, she has this in her mind, so.
And if she didn't have the adults around, Lizzie would be dead.
Oh, yeah.
Because she would be so close to a walker thinking that they're her friend. And, I mean, that one walker around the tree easily could have eventually gotten a hold of her.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, well, and then here, just moving from one disturbing scene to another at this point, then we run into Lizzie feeding the walker on the tracks, a mouse.
Feeding the walker a mouse. And Mika says, you know, oh, you can't do that. You shouldn't feed them. They're not pets, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, yes, they are. And then she wants to be one. She's like, oh my god, I just want to be one. And she almost lets herself get bitten by this walker. And it's crazy. And that's when the other, the burned walkers come out of the woods, isn't it? Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And that was,
yeah.
I really liked that scene. Because I was like, oh, it's the house, the ones burned in the house. So mm-hmm. that was really, they tied that all together. Very, very well done, I thought. So,
yeah.
yeah. And then, that, of course, you know, they're freaking out. And then they go running home to Tyrese and Carol. And mm-hmm. And then they all have to kill them. But
yeah, because yeah. of course they're alone.
Yeah, of course they're alone. They're alone, of course. Yeah, so but then Lizzie, you know, has to kill them. They all kill those walkers.
Oh,
and then,
right. Mika,
yeah,
Lizzie.
Yeah, Mika, everyone. Lizzie, every one of them kills those walkers.
And it was interesting also in that scene because at that point you saw Carol kind of glance over to Lizzie and
yeah.
how she is just taking walker out after walker
yeah.
out after walker out. And you're just like, whoa, wait a second. What is going on here?
Yeah.
Like, Lizzie knows what she's doing.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And then she even said, I had to stop them. Well.
yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's just crazy. I mean, this whole episode just messed with my mind the whole time.
Mine too. And I remember when it first started, like the kind of previously on where they're kind of setting it up.
Mm-hmm.
We knew we were going to get to the Tyrese, Carol, and Karen thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because
oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
They mentioned in the beginning, like, oh my gosh, that was the one thing I was dreading the whole episode.
Yeah, I know.
And that's not even the worst part.
No.
The part was with the kids.
The kids. Mm. Well, you know, they had that moment where it was just Carol and Tyrese, and he was telling her, like, oh, I dream of Karen every night, I still miss mm-hmm. her, and all that stuff, and, you know, of course, Carol's like,
right,
she doesn't say anything about right. her being, you know.
And Tyrese is like, the whole world is haunted.
Yeah,
now.
I really liked
and
that line.
Carol's like, well, I don't, maybe they're not trying to haunt us or trying to teach us what we have to do.
Yeah.
Great setup.
Great setup. Great absolutely. Setup. Yes, absolutely.
That and it was a setup to a hug.
Yeah,
Tyrese
I know.
Like,
I know.
Oh,
I know. It's like, oh, God.
Right.
Oh, but, I think that was a great scene because eventually she does, you know, tell him what happened and they resolve that in a way you don't think was going to happen, mm-hmm. really. So.
And at that point where they're hugging it out,
oh,
the girls are left alone.
Left alone at the house again.
Again.
Left alone again.
Again. And I was like, what are we doing, guys?
I know.
Why?
Every time you leave those children.
She was feeding
yeah.
a fucking walker a mouse.
Well, I don't think they knew that at that point.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, they
that's
didn't know
point.
That because it was only Mika and Lizzie on those tracks. And that's when they came running up. So I guess they really didn't. They didn't ask the kids, like, what were you doing, huh?
Right,
what
that's
was,
true, at
yeah,
that point.
Yeah, at that point, before all those walkers came. But
then, before we get to the big moment, one of the big moments,
God,
there's a joke about beer nuts
oh, that was
and
great.
Deer nuts. And so it's like, they're really throwing us off.
Yeah, exactly. Because they are just
not prepared.
No, not prepared.
Your guard
down. Exactly. Exactly.
Down.
Like, because you're like, oh, okay, well, Carol and Tyrese had a nice moment. Now
they're having
a joke. You know, they're walking back. Everything's okay right now. And then they come up to the house and there's Lizzie. With the bloody knife. All you see is the bloody knife at first. And you don't realize it. And I don't remember what she said because I was so shocked. But she said, like, I had to do it. She said, oh, well, it's okay. She's going to come back. She
yeah.
had killed Mika. She killed her. And she's just Judas on the blanket there. And there's Mika dead. And she's and Lizzie's got this bloody knife. Oh, my God. I can't even deal when I'm thinking about this right now.
The thing is, I can't get the image out of my head.
No. It was like...
And we didn't see it happen.
No.
But we saw the little girl lying there, and then we just saw the blood.
The blood
the
on
knife.
The knife. It was stunned silence. I mean, I still can't even...
I can't either.
I can't...
I feel like it was Sophia all over again.
Yes, yes,
that's
it was.
Big of moment.
Yes, where you go.
And that's and
wow.
that's not even the biggest wow factor
no.
of the rest of the episode.
No.
But, and, you know, oh, you know, and then she was pointing the gun at Carol saying, no, 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 no.
No, yeah, we have to wait. She's going to come back. She's going to come back. And she said, oh, I was just about to do it to Judith, too. And, like, she was going to kill the baby, too. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Carol and Tyrese are obviously shocked, and they're trying to stay calm so they don't set her off. So they're like, okay, well, just give me the gun, Lizzie. I'll wait here.
Melissa McBride, the actress.
Fantastic. I love Carol. I love her.
And how she handled that.
I know. I mean, I can't imagine as an actress having to do something like this. But, you know, they're like, Lizzie, just give me the gun. Well, I'll wait here. I'll wait for Mika to change or get to wake up or whatever. You should really take Judith away because it's not safe for her here. And she says, oh, she can't even walk yet. You know, like, mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, yeah, you're right. Like, wow. It was, wow. You know, and then, of course, Carol breaks down immediately once Tyrese takes Lizzie into the house, you know, because she realizes she's going to have to, she's going to have to kill Mika when she turns. And it's just,
oh. Well, I even told you at that point, I'm like, they've got to get rid of her.
Yeah.
They have to. I don't know how they're going to do it, but they've got to do it.
I know.
Because they're living in a world where you can't just take Lizzie to some mental facility and have her locked up.
You know, and you can't take her to a place like Terminus where there are a bunch of people because obviously she's going to do the same thing. She's going to do it again because this is just how she thinks.
Right.
And I mean, and that's how basically the conversation that Tyrese and Carol had at that moment where they're like, what are we going to do with her? Mm-hmm. And Carol says, well, you know, maybe I'll just go off alone with her. Cause she can't be around other people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they don't make a decision. They do silently, I think, make an agreement of what needs to be done without saying anything.
Right. And I think that was probably one of the smartest scenes because probably in other shows that I've watched and stuff where they're like, oh, the kid, someone's out of the room and we're going to have this secret conversation about something.
Mm-hmm.
There's no secret. Number one, you can't leave her alone with Judith.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't really leave her alone by herself. But they were having an adult conversation about a life and death situation that somebody was going to have to deal with.
Yeah.
And then we also learned that Tyrese figured out that she was feeding the walkers in the prison. She's the one who did
you know, surgery on the rabbits and the prison they found, you know, and the whole conversation is they had, you know, like, this is just how she is. Like, this is
right. That's the way she's wired.
This is the way she's wired. She's not going to change. Like, there's nothing we can do to help her, you know? And then, you know, and then Carol feels really bad. Like, I should have seen it. You know, I should have known that she was going to do something like this. And she didn't. And so I think Carol kind of blamed herself a little bit for that. And,
well, and it goes back to Carol blaming herself for Sophia too. And again, I'm still trying to wrap my head around, why would you leave the kids by themselves? And even at the beginning of the episode, them going in the house by themselves.
I know.
It's like, why would you leave two kids alone?
I know.
With a baby.
Exactly.
I don't know. That was my big problem with the episode. Yeah, like,
keep leaving the kids alone.
Right. I think there could have been some of these scenes that could have been done. I mean, I guess if they would have seen her feeding the walkers the mouse, then the red flags would have went up a little bit sooner.
Yeah.
And they would have been, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
That's true.
Or you would have just seen, or it could have been a scene where you just saw Lizzie break away or something and go do it without Mika being
there. Yeah, exactly.
Like,
without Mika being
and then
there.
You see it, and then I don't know. I guess that was the problem I had with the episode. There were just too many scenes with her by herself, and it still. I mean, I feel like there's still those powerful scenes that could have been done with, you know, I just turned my back and she was like,
yes, yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm still trying to process this. Yes, I feel like I'm really glad we're doing this podcast right afterwards.
Because
I feel like this is therapy and it's going to help
me. Absolutely. I need to talk this out.
Right. You have to go to work.
I have to go to work, yes.
Oh. So then,
I don't know how I'm going to work, though, I'm going to say.
Right.
I'm going to think about
hopefully
this
there are some people
that... I know, well, that's the first thing. Because
I have to talk.
I know there's got to be some guys on the production crew who watch this, but...
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah.
Well, and you just started Game of Thrones.
I did just start Game
you
of Thrones.
Did. She will get caught up before the April 6th premiere. That will be after The Walking Dead, and, of course, we will...
I can't podcast that, too. With this episode,
anyway,
it's just too much
right
now.
You're aware of The Red Wedding.
I am aware of The Red Wedding. I have not seen that episode yet, but I'm aware
but
of what...
But you know
I know
something.
It's a big thing.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I tweeted out, as we were starting this, that... that we just basically experienced the Red Wedding of The Walking Dead.
And it's a little true. It is, cause
right.
it
you
is
haven't
just,
seen it.
No.
But it's a game changer.
But yeah, it's a game changer. And it is.
And this.
Yeah.
The Red Wedding was so utterly disturbing. But this, I think, even tops that because obviously that's a fantasy show. This is still a
still
fictional
a fantasy,
show.
Still a fictional show, yes.
But it involved two little girls.
I know. And we haven't even gotten to the point that was another mind-blowing. Just when you think, like, there was Lizzie killing Mika was insane. But then you get to the point where
they're walking.
Carol's taking Lizzie for a walk. And
we're going to pick some flowers for Mika.
Oh, God.
So when she comes back,
she'll have flowers. Exactly. And, you know, and then she's talking and then Lizzie's like, oh, are you mad at me? I'm so sorry. I pointed the gun at you. Like, that's what she's upset at. Like, Lizzie thinks that Carol's upset about that she pointed her gun at her. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, and that kind of shows you how crazy Lizzie is that she doesn't get what she's done.
Mm-hmm. That she's waiting for Mika to come back.
Oh, my God. And then she's just, you know, Lizzie's crying because she's upset that Carol, don't be mad at me. And then Carol just tells her, oh, look at the flowers. Just look at the flowers, Lizzie. Look at the flowers.
When she said that,
I know. Oh, God, I knew. And I knew it. And I knew it. And then, Carol kills Lizzie. She shoots her. We don't see her actually shoot her. We see her pull the trigger. Mm-hmm. But we hear Lizzie pretty much fall to the ground. And, right. I mean... It was just, and Tyrese is watching the whole time. Tyrese knew what was happening and was watching from the window at the house. And, you know, and Carol's obviously torn, you know, to do this. She doesn't want to kill a child. She doesn't want to kill Lizzie. And she tells her, I love you. You know, it's just so sad. But, you know, she knows it has to be done because there's no other way that there's.
And again, we have to compare this to the whole Sophia thing.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, obviously, Carol did not shoot her.
No.
It was Rick.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like the difference from that moment to this moment and the difference in who Carol is now.
Compared to back then. Yep. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there are so many, you know, Carol is now strong enough to do this for a girl who needs to be put down, just like Sophia needed to be put down.
Yes.
Oh
God.
I don't know. Obviously, we would really like to hear what you guys think about this.
Yeah, absolutely. If you have any comments what did you think of this episode? Because, I mean, it was just WTF the whole time. Mm-hmm. WTF. And so please, you know, email us or tweet us A Gallon A Gay, Facebook A Gallon A Gay, and just let us know what you think, please. But, you know, and then the final, and that's not even the final scene. There's one more scene where it's, you know, Carol confesses that she killed Karen and David. Is that his name? Yeah, David.
Well, we saw it coming at that
point.
Yeah,
we saw that coming.
She pushed the gun over to Tyrese.
Yes.
And she was like, well.
Yeah.
Got something to tell you.
I need to tell you this. I killed Karen and David because I didn't want the I didn't want the illness to spread.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, do what you have to do. Because
Carol did what she had to do, too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, exactly.
We kind of talked. I still thought, okay, well, maybe Lizzie killed
that's what I thought, too. I really
just like
thought,
she did Mika.
I know.
And then Carol cleaned up the mess.
Yeah.
And this is her cleaning up the mess again.
Yeah. I really thought that was going to be the twist,
too.
But
I really thought that.
Really, Carol did really kill them, which, I mean, we understand now why she killed them. We do know why. And, of course, obviously, Tyrese is a little shocked, but
his reaction, you know, he asked, was Karen scared?
Yeah. Know? And was it quick?
Mm-hmm.
And she said yes. You know, so, but then Tyrese says, I forgive you.
But I won't forget.
I won't forget, but I won't forget. I forgive you, but I won't forget. And because he understands why she did it. Because mm-hmm. he does understand that sometimes you have to do things that you don't want to do.
And I don't think Tyrese would have... I don't think the outcome at this spot would have been the same if they hadn't gone through what they just went through.
I agree completely. If he had... learned at the prison if she'd done it, you know, or even when, you know, before all of this, I think it would have been a totally different outcome. I think he would have lost it probably and killed Carol. But I just thought it was just a really great moment because he understands, like, I completely get why you did what you did. I won't forget it, but you know, I do forgive you for doing it. So, and now, you know, Tyrese and Carol are alone, obviously, and they have Judith, so they decide not to stay at that house anymore and move on to Terminus, so...
Which makes sense.
Yeah, completely makes sense.
And the bond that these two now share...
Oh, yeah.
...is pretty much unbreakable.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think they're going to be, good. They're definitely allies again, you know, and they're friends, and even though there's... they've been through some stuff, so it'll be interesting, you know... Wow, this episode.
Yeah, and I wrote this down, and I can't remember now who said it. I think it was Tyrese. He's like, I'm not afraid to kill, I'm just afraid. Or was that Carol?
Oh, I don't remember.
It was at the very, very end. I was so disturbed at that point. I didn't. I stopped writing, and I wrote something down, and I didn't put who said it. But I'm not afraid to kill, I'm just afraid. And it's like, oh.
I know. It was just... Man.
Yeah, that was a tough episode.
It was a very tough episode. Mm. I know.
You're now prepared for Game of Thrones.
Okay, all right. Well, I don't know.
Sort of.
I don't know if I can handle this.
Game of Thrones, I've told you this.
Went through the first season, and I'm already like, yeah.
Right.
So I just finished season one yesterday, and now I watched this, and now I'm just... It's
You're
going
to need to watch some happy things.
I know.
Maybe give it a day.
I know.
Maybe a day or two.
I can't.
April 6th is still 3 weeks away.
I can't handle all of that. It's just too much.
Right. And now we're 2 episodes left in The Walking Dead.
Yes, 2 episodes left.
Season.
And it's like, what else is going to happen?
Right.
Like, oh.
But hey, you know, Robert Kirkman said, this is the big episode. That's
so
fine. Let's
I mean,
get
maybe
it out of
we
the way.
Can expect... We won't expect any more major deaths. Like, we won't...
I
don't think so either. I don't think we're going right now. I mean, at this point, I feel like we've lost all the characters that we could at this point. You know what I mean? The who are, you know, minor characters. Lizzie and Mika were obviously good characters, but, you know, it's like they could die and no one's really going to.
Right.
You know what I mean? It wouldn't be like if Daryl died.
Well, and I kind of thought that they were starting a Carl and Lizzie kind of...
Yeah, I thought they were too.
Relationship, maybe. But
friendship,
like, okay,
kinda,
well,
yeah.
You know, she's about his age.
Mm-hmm. And they were friends, and I'm sure that if and when they get reunited with Carol and Tyrese or whoever, they're going to be like, hey, what happened to Lizzie? And
well, they don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Tyrese and Carol could basically pretend like...
Yeah, that they didn't... They don't know what happened to the children.
Girls.
Yeah, I know. They don't... Yeah, that's true. They could, because nobody knows that Lizzie and Mika were with them, so...
Yeah, what do you say to the
I don't
rest
know.
Of the group? What, how... Well, and I mean, Rick is the one that basically exiled Carol.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when he's going to see
I know,
the two of them together...
I know. And he's going to be like, yeah.
There's going to be a lot of... Explaining.
There's going to be a lot of explaining. And I wonder, I'm sure that'll happen next season. I bet we won't get to see any of
right,
that. I don't think so. But who knows?
Well, also in that article that Robert Kirkman said, well, wow, maybe they won't even get to Terminus this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are
you
kidding me? You
better be kidding.
Seriously. Like, that's not even.
Don't even. No.
Right.
If they have, if they're not at Terminus within the season, I'm going to be mad.
Right.
Gosh. I can't even. Great episode. Great episode. I mean, I feel like all the episodes since the mid-season premiere have been
pretty solid.
Solid, pretty great. Lots of great character development. Lots of great stories. It's blowing me away. It's just...
Mm.
I'm sorry, everyone. We're a little quiet. But
I know. We just watched this episode. I'm so glad that we've been watching these live. And
me too. Yes, yes.
If I had caught a spoiler on this, I would have been.
Oh, I know.
Again, I was expecting one of the girls to die.
I was just...
I figured it would be Mika. Lizzie would survive kind of thing. But...
But, yeah. It was... Oh, gosh.
I want to know... From our listeners, what do you watch after you watch The Walking Dead?
Yeah, there's got to be way. You need a palate cleanser. You need something
to go to bed.
Yeah, there's no
way. Happy Monday,
especially something like the after something an episode like that. And I mean, even The Talking Dead was very somber to begin with. You know, like,
and I knew something was up because usually at about the half hour mark, that's when Chris Hardwick comes on and says, okay, tonight on The Talking Dead.
Yeah, and they didn't do that this time. Yeah.
That was smart.
Yeah.
That was smart.
That was smart. I agree. And the way that they opened their show, too. No music, just him being like...
right to it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was... Yeah, I agree.
Just deal with this, right, you know?
Yeah. Yes. Hmm. Oh, man.
Wow.
Just wow.
Yeah, I...
Do we want to talk about anything? Let's liven this thing up. Do we want to just end it, or do we want to talk about some other things?
No, I think it's better just to...
Yeah, I think you're right. Just let it go.
Well, we do have a few new followers. We have Messina Brannon at Messina XFL. Thank you for following us. Also... Lena !! at find_my_star. And then we have Moses, M-O-Z-U-S 78.
Oh, yes.
He's a musician from Los Angeles. And then we also have Roman, I don't know how to pronounce your last name, sorry.
No idea.
But we'll tweet it. We'll tweet his handle out. So thank you for following us. We appreciate it.
Shout out to people who favorited this tweet about the Red Wedding. King Joffrey himself favorited that tweet.
How appropriate,
King Joffrey, you're a dick. And James Williams, I don't know who you are, but thank you for favoriting our tweet. He's from Connecticut, apparently. And then
Chase Peoples.
Yes, Chase Peoples also, so... Thank you for... he's in KCMO, so he's a local. Awesome.
Wow. Well, if you please follow us on Twitter at @AGallonAGay. You can also find us through iTunes, Gallon & Gay Podcast, and then also we're hosted... Podbean hosts our podcast, so that's... it's T-O-T-O-TV, tototv.podbean.com. You can also always email us at @AGallonAGay@gmail.com.
Find us on Facebook, @AGallonAGay. And Twitter, again, @AGallonAGay. So just go and find us, like us, comment, favorite, whatever. Do whatever you want.
Please rate us on iTunes.
Yes,
and
please.
And subscribe to our podcast.
Yeah, please. We do podcasts every week. Sometimes we do 2 or 3 a week. Depends on what we got going on. Mm. We do work, so we don't have time. I wish we could do this every day.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yes, I wish we could do this every day, but we can't.
Right. And we will do a podcast about Planet Comic Con,
Planet Comic Con was this weekend in Kansas City, Missouri this weekend.
First time we ever went?
First time we ever went, exactly. This is Kansas City's Comic Con annual event. A lot of fun. We took a lot of pictures. We did some interviews. We talked to some people. It was great. So,
and you posted it all on Facebook.
I did.
Right?
I put it all. I took a bunch of pictures and I put those on our Facebook page. So if you're interested, go ahead and look. It was so much fun. And a shout out to Glenn and Keith, who have their podcast. They do a Doctor Who podcast, and they follow us on Twitter. They are friends of ours. We've known them for years, and we ran into them at the Comic Con, and it was awesome. So, yeah, shout out to them. And it was a lot of fun. So look forward to that. We'll talk more about that in our next podcast sometime this week. So, and just everything else. So,
All right. Well, I got to figure out what I'm going to watch before bed because I...
Well, now I have to...
You have to work.
Now I have to go to work. I have to go get more coffee because I can't deal with this. I can't deal with this. Mm. And I just... Wow. I think I'm just going to drive to work in silence, probably. Contemplating
this. That's probably a good idea.
I have never... I can't think the last time I watched a show that was just this emotionally draining for me. I can't. It's just still shocked, mm-hmm. but so good. And this is, I wish there's a lot of people who have given up Walking Dead. You know at least one of them.
I know at least one.
Yeah, and I wish this is the kind of stuff people need to stick around for because it gets good, I think.
Right, it does. Yeah. I think you would have given it up after this one, too.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Hopefully other people don't. Yeah. I think it's, you know.
It is. It's
but again, that's this show. It's not a...
Yeah. No.
It is a hard show to watch.
It is again, a hard show, yes.
After last season, exactly. I almost gave it up. And it wasn't, well, because Lori. Not Lori. Andrea.
Andrea, mm-hmm.
But the actress's name is Lori. Confusing. Throws me off a little. I'm like, fuck. I really liked... I know a lot of people didn't like Andrea. Mm-hmm. I liked her.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't give it up. I'm glad I'm watching it. But I need an end game. I need something to know that... I don't need a happy ending, but I need something.
Uh-huh. I get you.
A little bit. I think we're going to get that before the end of this season.
No, I think so, too. I think so. I'm interested to see how this is going. So,
yeah, me too.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry for the more somber
right.
edition.
Our next one will be so much
It'll
more
be
energetic.
So much more energetic. Exactly.
Right. It'll be all
we'll
about
be talking about happier things.
And
well,
Planet Comic Con.
Yeah, Planet Comic Con. So yeah. So it'll be much more entertaining, hopefully.
Yeah. So, well, hey, thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks. Y'all have a good night. And you know, if you watch this episode, please get some sleep, I hope.
Try to.
Try to.